Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 10. Man, we are really charging through this stuff, aren't we? It's really, really fun. It's really, really cool. You are doing so well. And I so appreciate the sharing that you're doing on Facebook, because it helps all of our minds to know that, A, we're not alone when stuff shows up, and B, when things are changing, our minds get to go, oh my gosh, that's happening for me too. So it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I want to remind you that when we have committed to something new, everything that isn't in alignment with where we are going, with a new dream, with a new decision, with a decision to have less stress, less overwhelm, less anxiety, and more peace and calm and freedom and flow, everything that is not in alignment with the new intention will show up. Okay? I guess I should do a little warning at the beginning of stress and overwhelm and anxiety 21 days, that stress and anxiety and overwhelm are definitely going to be part of the game that we're playing here. And that's in part because our soul is saying, oh my God, they're paying attention. Let's give this to them. Oh my gosh, they're being guided in a new way of thinking. They're being guided into this pause. By the way, it's you that's guiding you. It's all coming from you, through me, to you. Okay? So your soul is saying, oh my gosh, we're going to use and leverage this opportunity. We're going to leverage it. And we're going to leverage it in a way that allows this new neural pathway that's being developed to meet resistance so that we can use it to strengthen, just like resistance training in a gym. Resistance training in our life is here for us during this program. And I do apologize in advance if stress and overwhelm is showing up in a little bit more abundance. There's a reason for that, and it's because you're ready. It's not even because God doesn't give you any more than you can handle, although that's true. It's here because you're ready for it. You have the wherewithal and the strength and now the knowledge and understanding and the capacity from the attunement, the capacity from the understandings and the healings that we've been doing, the capacity from the unwindings we've been doing. We've been cracking some walnuts. So the capacity for you to handle, for you to use it and move through, for you to pause and say, wait a minute, is that mine? No, it's not. And yet, it still impacted you. And that's okay. But that decision in that moment to say, wait a minute, is this mine? No. And then it becomes a choice. And when you are in choice, there was someone, I was just answering a question on Facebook. Let me see, who was that? It was Shirley. She was sharing about what was going on with her son. And that is such a perfect example of what shows up. What shows up is the pattern of stress. And as you shared, your son has delivered a pattern of stress. But now you're moving into it. I want you to notice this in a place of choice. It was a moment of choice to say, yes, I'm going to get up. I'm going to handle this. And it was a moment of choice when you handed that phone to your son and said, this is yours. Those moments of choice are building strength in this new neural pathway. Isn't that exciting? Everything that is not in alignment with peace and calm and freedom will show up during these 21 days for us to play with. And you've been given these amazing tools to play with them. Isn't that excited? Okay. Right? Isn't that exciting? Go to the neural pathway gym in those moments. Use the tools that you have in hand. Go find something. So that level of stress that is created, find something that matches it from a de-stress perspective. Someone was sharing that they went and got an angel card reading online. Yes, do that kind of stuff. Look to your list of de-stressors, and if you haven't done that, do it today. Think about what you can do in your life that changes that stress dynamic. And someone else shared, I think it was in the other group, this was fascinating, Greg Braden was sharing about DEH, I think it was, and cortisol, and that other thing, DEH, whatever it was, is can bring you back in 3 minutes from any cortisol upset from stress. 3 minutes. Isn't that cool? So, and I've always known this, that negative thinking is, let's say it's one in terms of upset and physical disease and one. Let's just say it's a one. Stress is a one. Love and new choice and a sense of freedom and knowing your qualities and moving into those stress alleviators. That's a 100. You get it? So any stress you've had, any momentum of stress that you've had that has created physical upset in your body, that has created mental upset, whatever it is, the stress-relieving things that we are doing here are 100 times more powerful. Isn't that exciting? And now you have this new tool of, what if it's not mine? Is this mine? No, it's not mine. Choice. The minute we go into choice is the minute that we are, you know, creating that new chemical that is dissipating any of the cortisol, the stress chemical. You got it? So every moment that you move into choice is a moment of resistance training that is strengthening the new neural pathways of calm and peace and love and freedom. Every minute that you move into your noble qualities is a moment of power that overcomes any stress that was there. Every time you claim your power, you do a spontaneous transformation and unwind the emotions. The throughway is through the emotions and unwind those old emotions that have been running the show deep in the unconscious, creating wild and crazy coping mechanisms that result in stress. Every time you do that, you have more capacity for more choice. This life these days is a practice. In fact, it's a vigilant practice. But the great news is the practice is in hours. It's minutes. In some cases, it's seconds. In some cases, it's seconds, the practice. But it is a daily practice of intention. And the intention is one of noticing all of it, noticing the patterns, seeing how you react and going, oh, my God, no wonder I've been stressed. Seeing how you react and say, boy, there's a really good reason why I've been reacting. So, again, it's not about judging. It's not about going, oh, my God, I'm reacting again. Ah. It's instead having compassion and maybe even in some of those moments, actually just feeling the feeling. So Gail, if you are not understanding what STT is, it is the process we've done on almost every call, you know, which is, where is it in your body? What are you feeling? Bring the observer in, allow the part to feel. What is it that you need? These are the steps of spontaneous transformation. And next week, I'm going to give you an opportunity to actually learn STT so you can do it on yourself every single day. Isn't that exciting? So watch for that. Okay. And I did this in the Prosperity and Money one, too, where I offered it at a discount. Now, some of you, I made some big boo-boos, and a whole bunch of you got some free stuff, and such is life. Some of you are like doing so well that it's all your fault that you created abundance, I suppose. So some of you might already have that. And if it's in your heart to actually then pay for it, that would be great. And, you know, I trust the process implicitly. It's all good. Oh, my God, aren't I cute? Anyway, so that's an opportunity. So here's the deal. Tap into you in this moment. Tap into you, because you are not the same you were 9 days ago. You were not the same. You are not the same. The way that you're talking about your life is different. The way you're talking about stress is different. Yes, you may still be in stress, but the way you're seeing it is different. And that slight shift in the angle of perception can change everything. I am not kidding. It's 90% of it. 90% is done. We're fine-tuning and refining here right now, okay? So, as I said, between day 8 and day 11, this is the breakdown before breakthrough, oftentimes. So you might notice a little bit of extra stuff going on, and it's all there to the old neural shadow, the shadow old neural pathway is there for you to provide resistance to grow the new neural pathway. What if that were true? That means that there's nothing going wrong. There's just going to the gym. Okay? So this, sometimes there's a little breakdown before breakthrough. And then after around day 11, 12, we're at the top of the mountain. It starts to go downhill. And we start to apply and we start to have more space and more space and more space. Now, another little thing to think about. There are some people, a lot of people, 21 days is absolute 100% habit-breaking territory. 100% habit-breaking territory. 21 days is all that's needed. For other people, I'm looking at me, 45 days is what is needed. So some of you might consider going through this program twice. You, all of you who are watching now own the program. It will be here forever. It's not going to ever be taken down. You don't have to rush and download it. We're not closing this out because you own it. It's yours. So you can listen to it again. You can pick and choose the ones you want. You now have this beautiful library of 21 healings that you can add to as a daily practice. Wouldn't that be cool? Every day you just do a little 30-minute practice of listening to one of these shows, one of these healing sessions. Fun, huh? Okay. So Yeah, Nima's just sharing that it's going to happen this time. And it's true. It's true because we're in habit-breaking territory. We really are. 21 days of doing anything really changes the dynamic, the paradigm, creates new neural pathways that get strengthened over the 21 days. It's really, really exciting. And then those who are going to go on into the spontaneous transformation training, you get to use this amazing space to take a course. It's really exciting. Okay. That's next week. All right, so today I wanted to play a little bit with Ho'oponopono. And let me just take a quick look here at something. I want to make sure I've got. Right. So I want to make sure that I'm capturing the exercise too. So this is exactly what I've been talking about. Noticing all the tools that you have at hand and seeing how much you can bring them forward in the midst of a stressful situation, which many of you are likely going to be experiencing over the next couple of days. Not all of you, but many of you are. So you don't have to be surprised to go, oh my God, I'm in a stress thing and now it's stressful. It's stressful for a reason. There's a reason for every single thing in your life. A reason, a good reason. Your soul is nudging you. It's leveraging this opportunity. So this is the time of really beautiful noticing. That's why the homework is here, right? Noticing that you might have pause before it. Noticing that you have a choice in any moment. And you're starting to make the choice. Noticing that if you didn't pause before the reaction, you paused after the reaction. Noticing all of it. Now, one little nuance I would like to add to all that noticing is celebration. Take 10 seconds and celebrate. A little happy dance. Yes, I noticed it. Yes. Woo, woo, woo. Something. Some kind of celebration. Your favorite, you get to pause and stand, put your feet on the grass and eat a peach or have your favorite fruit. A moment of celebration. We don't celebrate enough. We don't celebrate our wins. And you've been having lots of wins lately. So just take seconds to just celebrate. Seconds to just celebrate. Right? Just take a moment and just say, wow, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I've made some an angle of perception and several things that happen in the midst of stress. Yay. And feel the celebration welling up from your heart, moving through your body. Feel the celebration. Oh my God, I'm really changing this. It's really, really shifting. Yay. It's really, really shifting. Yay. Well done. Well done, well done, well done, well done, well done. Celebrate, okay? So that's something I'd like you to add to your noticing, is moments of celebration, moments of saying, wow, I'm doing good. Cool. That's this moment of celebration. Wow, look at that. Look at how I did it differently. Yay! You put on a little dance music and dance around a little bit. Okay? Celebrate. Celebrate, 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 celebrate. And if you've been missing days, when you show up, celebrate. Okay? Angle of perception change. Not that, oh my God, I missed it. It's, I can't believe I missed it. I'm going to ruin everything. No. I showed up again. That's the moment to celebrate. Okay? So you own this. So if you miss a day from here on in, I don't want to give you permission for that necessarily. However, if you do miss a day, you can catch up at the end. Got it? And and the universe will decide for you if you must watch them in advance. I heard one lady that was trying to get on to day 8. We had some challenges with day 8 as we switched over to the last 14. And she was sharing that no matter what she did, she could not listen to day 8, and she had missed day 6, so she had to go back and listen to day 6. And this, our soul will tell us, nope, you've got to go back and listen to day 6. Leah is sharing that she has been dancing. Yes, see, that's great. It's a natural thing to do, to start to celebrate, to start to treat ourselves with something fun in a moment of celebration. And if you find something that's really cool, add it to your stress list, remember? Now, I also want to notice, how did the complaining thing go? I kind of left it alone after those 3 days because I wanted just to see if it became a natural rhythm, if it's something that you now notice. And I'm not going to make you go on another complaining diet. It was just an exercise that allowed you to see it. There's nothing wrong with complaining. However, when it's a consistent thing that is constantly happening every single day, it's keeping you in a cycle. It's keeping you in a rut. It's strengthening that old neural pathway. So that's another thing to just remember, is when you're in a moment of complaining, notice it. Don't judge yourself for complaining. Don't. There's no point. But notice that you're complaining, and notice that there's probably a good reason why, and do some spontaneous transformation on the why. Okay? Or listen to one of these shows again. For those of you who don't know how to do STT, just re-listen to one of these shows. There's STT on almost every one of them. STT meaning spontaneous transformation technique. Okie schmokey. So let's do a little Ho'oponopono today. I want you to think, we're going to talk a little bit about relationships now. And about, because oftentimes the thing that is stressing us out is them, right? If only they would change, then my life would be better. Shirley was saying, if only my son would change, then my life would be so much easier, right? And that seems true. I mean, it just seems so obviously true, doesn't it? And yet, what I know is that when we change the dynamic of ourselves, everyone else has no choice but to also change. And also remember, Behavior Modification 101 is that when we change, sometimes their behavior increases in order for them to get you back to status quo. They don't like this change because you're taking care of yourself. You're not 100% in this codependent relationship with them anymore. And so they turn up the volume of their behavior to get you to play. And that likely might be happening as well. So just notice all of that. It's okay. When you notice it now from that perspective, you go, oh my gosh, you get to go, oh, that's a moment of celebration. It means that things are changing. So much so that they want to increase their volume. That's a good thing. That's a little breakdown before breakthrough. And what happens is when your vibration changes, remember I talked about the universe that is you, that each one of us has our individual universe that is vibrating with our beliefs. Our beliefs are creating the fabric of our very universe, and our beliefs are often way down deep in the unconscious, in those walnuts. And the protection mechanisms are protecting the walnuts and creating this weird vibrational field. And think beliefs, base core beliefs like I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, are part of our vibration. And anyone who enters our universe has no choice but to respond to that vibration, no choice, right? So now when we choose, I want to tell you a little story. They're nudging me to tell you this story. Many of you have heard this before, so bear with me. I was on stage once at the business event, And I was a success coach, and I am a success coach, and there was someone there that was coming to the microphone, and I am usually I have this ability to see the full capacity of someone's life. I have this ability to see the future and say, whoa, this is what's going to happen at the end. I don't necessarily see all the steps in between, but I can see the end. And without exception, especially when I'm coaching entrepreneurs, I can see, oh my God, the potential is so enormous. And so this person steps up to the microphone and says, and starts going and talking about how they can't do it. And my first thought was, oh, they'll never do this. Never. And I had to shake myself out of it, like, what the hell? And then I was able to see the future of them, which was real, which was they will make it. However, I stepped into their universe, and their universal law, this belief, was so huge that even me, with my clear intention to not be at the effect of someone else's beliefs, was at the effect of their belief as I entered their universe. So the same thing is happening to us. Whatever our beliefs are, people are entering our universe, and they have no choice, but to respond to our energy. Have you ever had that moment where you're with someone and you say something, and afterwards you go, what the hell happened to me? I don't know why I said that. I would never normally say that. Well, that's because you're being influenced by their universe. So think about this now in the next phase. We're unwinding these beliefs. We're changing the angle of perception. We're taking care of ourselves with our stress relievers. We're noticing, we're celebrating. We're noticing our amazing divine qualities and our power. We're doing spontaneous transformation and unwinding and creating choice and capacity in our field of being. We are changing the vibration of our very universe. Now what happens is anyone we've been in relationship with, the dynamic is just simply different. It just is. And they can't help but be different. Now, if you're in an extremely bad and upsetting relationship, there is a bad boss or whatever it is, there's a very good chance that as you continue down this road and your vibration changes and you become more powerful, more strong, is really what's happening. They can't survive in that energy. They can't. They leave. They just leave. And it's a natural leave. It's not a big dramatic leave. It's not a leaving in a huff. It's just I can't stay here. And the universe, the mechanisms of the universe, the machinations of the universe support the perfect transition for them to go away. And that's not the case for everyone. But that, and it'll be gentle and it'll be beautiful. This is what I have seen over and over and over again, working with hundreds of thousands of people, is that there's this mechanism that happens that as we claim our power, as we stand in our power, in conscious awareness, with shining the light of consciousness on it, when we do that, man, the mechanisms of the universe completely change to support us. The people that show up are just unbelievable. New support networks show up. New resources show up. As a blue, and we're making new decisions. We're seeing through new eyes. We're our level of discernment is completely changed. That creates more and more and more. So we're in a new cycle of creating more power, more joy, more love, more peace. Now, the little glitch in this is that the world is being asked to change right now. It's a little weird out there, and that's because of the same reason I've been talking about. It's time for a change. Mama Earth is saying it's time for a change. The psychology of the planet is saying it's time for a change. The astrological influences are saying it's time for a change. The Mayan calendar is saying it's time for a change. So as a result, we are in a time that could create greater stress. And I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm saying that you're here for a reason, that you will have the most amazing skills to move through these times so that you are impacting these times in the most positive way. All it takes is 10% to change the whole thing. This is 100th monkey. This is critical mass time. You're a part of that 10% that can change everything. As you walk down a street in this vibration of possibility and flow that you are moving into, As you do that, you influence everyone around you. Everyone who enters your field gets ignited into something new. I'm not kidding. This is real. Okay? And there's no pressure in that. But I want you to know that with the skills you're developing here, with the capacity that you're establishing here, with the unwinding and the healing that is happening here, you will be able to manage anything. You are being readied for everything so that you can not only help you, friends and family, and you can help the planet. And that is a moment of exceptional, exalted celebration. I'm so glad you're here. Okay. So let's talk about relationships. We're going to go just a slight bit long today. Ho'oponopono is an ancient Hawaiian prayer, and I've got a spontaneous transformation version of the Ho'oponopono prayer that I do. Okay, so it incorporates not only the power of the ancient prayer, which is so powerful, it also incorporates the spontaneous transformation frequencies. There are STT-specific frequencies that are part of this healing system. Right, kind of like Reiki has its frequencies, STT has its frequency, okay? And so the Ho'oponopono within the STT frequencies is extremely powerful, and the words that I say contain the frequencies, okay? So the words that I'm saying contain the frequencies. So the prayer goes like this: I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. Now you can see I've also, for those who know Ho'oponopono, I have changed the order for a reason. It's part of the STT process, okay? So that's part of the frequency right there, as the order has changed. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And now I'm going to walk you through an STT Ho'oponopono, okay? So I want you to think of someone in your life who done you wrong. It could be very recent. Surely you might want to do it with your son. And think about someone who has been extremely frustrating or stressed or has created a tremendous amount of stress. Think about that person. Okay, think about that person. Now, I want you to, this is really important now. When you think about what they did to you and how it made you feel, okay, I want you to think right now about, have you ever done anything like that to someone else? Now, for some of you, if you're thinking of someone who's extreme and has done something horrible, you have not. However, have you ever had a thought? We know how powerful thoughts are. It's by thought, word, or deed. So when I think about what this person did to me, have I done anything like that to someone else? Oh, you bet. It was different. It wasn't as malignant. It wasn't as overt, and it wasn't as evil. However, the essence of the energy was definitely there. Through thought, mostly, just through thought. So think about what that person has done to you and think about, have you ever done anything like that to someone else? Okay? Now, what we're doing here right now is this is called self-forgiveness, because there's a little piece of energy in us that is attracting more of the same. That's really all that's happening. So we are going to forgive ourselves, all right? That's Ho'oponopono. And the spontaneous transformation version of Ho'oponopono has dialogue that goes with it, okay? So think about that person and what they did. And think about the times that you have done that, just through thought even, for someone else. Think of times you may have hurt someone else in the same way or upset someone else in the same way. Think about that, okay? Now we're going to do the STT Ho'oponopono prayer. Here it goes. We start with, I'm sorry. And we're going to be talking to the little one that created the coping mechanisms, that created the mechanisms of the coping that created upset for someone else. In our need for safety, we created a coping mechanism that created either the lashing out or the thought that hurt someone else. So we're going to say to the little one, I am so sorry. I am so sorry for what happened. I am so sorry for what happened. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for what happened, little one. I'm so sorry. And then we go to, please forgive me for those who I've hurt through thought, word, or deed by expressing the mechanisms, the coping mechanisms that may have hurt others. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt. You can repeat after me. Through thought, word, or deed by expressing a coping mechanism that kept me safe but may have hurt others. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt, through thought, word, or deed, by using this coping mechanism to keep myself safe and may have hurt others. And then we go back to, I'm so sorry, little one, for what happened. And I totally understand the coping mechanisms that you used. I'm so sorry for what happened. You had good reasons for those coping mechanisms. I'm so sorry. And then please forgive me for those who I've hurt, through thought, word, or deed. And if you want, you can keep this person in mind if you want. You don't have to. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt, through thought, word, or deed, by expressing this coping mechanism. I'm so sorry for what happened, little one. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for the coping mechanisms you had to use in order to feel safe and survive. I'm so sorry for what happened. Please, please forgive me for those who I've hurt by expressing this coping mechanism in the world that kept me safe but may have hurt others. Please forgive me in turn for forgetting that I am innocent. I've always been innocent. Please forgive me for forgetting that. Please forgive me for forgetting that I am love. Forgive me for forgetting that I am love. Forgive me for forgetting that I am these divine qualities of brilliance, that I am a sliver of divinity itself. Forgive me for forgetting that. We say, I'm so, so sorry for what happened. I'm so sorry for what happened. Little one, oh gosh, I'm so sorry. And I see the coping mechanisms and how important they were. And please forgive me for how those coping mechanisms have hurt others. Please forgive me for forgetting that I am innocent. Please forgive me for forgetting that I am love. I am divinity itself, and I forgot. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And now we move into, I love you. And we love ourselves. With the compassion that's there from, I'm sorry and please forgive me, there's a capacity now to love ourselves. And we just say, I love you. I love you. And say your name. I love you, Jen. I love you. I love you for your amazing courage. I love you for keep moving forward no matter what. I love you for taking this course. I love you for this very moment of self-forgiveness, of self-honoring, of shining the light of consciousness of what's really going on. I love you so much. I love you. I love you. And say this to yourself. I love you. I'm sorry for what happened. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt, and I love you. And we finish with thank you. Thank you. We thank ourselves. We thank the little one for protecting us. We thank her. Thank you for protecting us with these protection mechanisms. Thank you. We thank the journey. We thank the moment that brought us here. We thank the person that created the opening, the point of access for this very moment of Ho'oponopono. We thank them, thank you, for showing me what was ready to be forgiven within me. Thank you for showing me what was ready to be forgiven within me. Thank you. And we thank ourselves, we thank that little one for the amazing protection mechanisms that helped us to survive. And we say, I'm so sorry for what happened. And please forgive me. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt through thought, word, or deed. By expressing the coping mechanisms that I needed to in order to feel safe and survive. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt. By expressing these coping mechanisms. Please forgive me for forgetting that I'm innocent. Please forgive me for forgetting that I am love. And I love you. Say your name. I love you and your name. I love you. And thank you for this moment. Thank you for providing the opportunity to create this moment to heal and transform. And now we're going to turn to the individual. Now, I want you to know that by self-forgiving, again, you understand the mechanism of this now. We've created a field of compassion now for them automatically, and they're already changing. And we're going to do something specifically for them. We're going to take responsibility. And again, we're going to say to them now, I'm so sorry for what happened to you, little one. And you see the little boy or little girl. And you say, I'm so sorry for what happened to you. I'm so sorry for the coping mechanisms that that you used that hurt me. I'm so sorry for what happened to you. Please forgive me for not being able to see your light in the midst of my upset. Forgive me for not being able to see your innocence in the midst of my upset. I'm sorry for what happened to you, and please forgive me. I see your love now. I see your light. I see your innocence. As we look at the little ones that they are. And then we say to them, I love you. I love you. I love the divine part of you. And for some of you, it's you're not quite ready to love them, but at least love their higher version, their soul version, the version that's still in the infinite and the eternal. I love you. I see that there is a divine soul there, and I love that part of you. And thank you. Thank you for showing up to show me this part of me that I was ready to heal and love and honor. Thank you for showing me. And then we just do a couple of rounds for both of us. I'm sorry. Please, holding the intention with each one again, but just using the words, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, and thinking of them, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thinking of yourself as well, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. There we go. There's a beautiful healing singularity here. And there's a resolution. Beautifully done. Now, there are some of you who are going to send me a note saying, I don't like I'm sorry. I don't like the word sorry. And I'm sorry. Because that's the vibrational word. I apologize, just does not have the correct vibration. And this is an ancient Hawaiian prayer, and there's a reason for I'm sorry. And I started using I'm sorry long before I knew anything about Ho'oponopono as part of the spontaneous transformation system of healing. So you can see that there's some overlap here, right? But part of it is because I do Ho'oponopono with an STT frequency. So if your mind is having trouble with I'm sorry, then that's something to do spontaneous transformation on. It's just a point of access. That's all. Cool, huh? thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you. You're doing so, so good. And just remember that this day 10, day 8 through 11 is usually a little bit of breakdown before breakthrough. So just notice that. And remember to celebrate. Remember to remember you. Remember to remember that pause and the moment of choice that comes in the moment of pause, whether it's before the reaction or after. Notice all of it. Notice the angle of perception is changing and celebrate. And do this Ho'oponopono. This is a powerful one. I would have this kind of at the top of your list. If you're having any kind of challenge with another person in relationship, this Ho'oponopono one is incredibly powerful. So remember that. Day 10 is Ho'oponopono. Okie doke. You guys are doing so great. I'm really proud of you. I really am. I'm so proud that you decided to continue on the 21 days and that you're sticking with this and that you're going for it. I'm really, really proud of you. I love you very much, and I will see you on day 11. Bye, everyone.